A team of volunteers from Petersburg freed a young gray whale that was tangled in what appeared to be foreign gillnet gear on Friday. The animal was 20 to 25 feet long and looked to be in bad shape, but rescuers are hopeful it will at least be able to feed again now that it's no longer entangled. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
The gray whale was originally reported in Ideal Cove, about 15 miles south of Petersburg. The disentangled team left the harbor Friday morning, ready to head out to Frederick Sound aboard Barry Bracken's vessel, Island Dream. But they didn't have to go far. Almost immediately, Bracken says they spotted the whale in the Wrangell Narrows, right in front of town.
As we were leaving the harbor, happened to look over toward Saspe Island there, and they're right in front of Doc Sprague's place. Saw the what I thought was a gray whale blow, and I said, well, that's strange. And so we drifted for a while, and sure enough, and it fit the description of the animal we were looking for, so we didn't have to go looking for it. It came looking for us, I guess.
The team included Bracken, Don Holmes, and Sonny Rice, who are all board members of the Petersburg Marine Mammal Center, as well as local fisherman Bob Martin. They're all trained to respond to tangled whales as part of the Alaska Marine Mammal Stranding Network. Working from a skiff, they were eventually able to get a carabiner in line, called a control line, attached to the gear trailing from the whale's tail. By this time, the animal had traveled a few miles down the narrows to Scow Bay.
The gear itself was very, very close to the fluke. But it was also trailing a huge, huge mass of kelp. And by the time we got that cut off, we figured that was probably over 200 pounds of kelp that it was dragging behind the gear itself. It was all entangled in a big wad. And anyway, got part of the gear off, lost the control line several times, reattached.
Rice and Martin were finally able to cut the massive gear off at around 2:30 in the afternoon near Mountain Point. Bracken says the whale was emaciated and had injuries to its tail, but at least it was free of gear when it swam away.
It's probably between 22, 25 feet long, so it's a relatively small whale. And generally, they're kind of a charcoal gray with white patches on them. This one is almost, because of the amount of whale lice and barnacles, almost looks more a creamy brown color. Not a healthy animal.
Bracken, who is a retired fisheries biologist, says the fishing gear they recovered was not anything that's used in Alaska.
It's kind of almost a burgundy pink monofilament gillnet with some really interesting cork and lead line. And it's a full 9-inch stretch mesh, which would be fishing for some type of a large type of fish. And the way it's rigged, it might have even been used as a sunken gill net. And I was talking to National Marine Fisheries Service about it, and some speculation that it's possible it could have dragged it all the way up from Mexico.
Bracken's not sure how the whale will do, but he's glad at least it now has a chance. While gray whales are occasionally spotted in southeast, it's not their usual habitat. Bracken says the majority breeds off Mexico and calves in the lagoons of the Pacific shore of Baja. He says they swim 5,500 miles to the Chukchi Sea to feed, the longest mammalian migration on Earth. They feed on the bottom, dredging broad, soft, shallow areas for worms, mollusks, and crustaceans. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.